Hello, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, Women's Roundtable. We are coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. Tonight, we are discussing the hunger situation in the country and efforts by government and non-governmental organizations to alleviate the situation, with women in both urban and rural areas saying they struggle to provide for their families. But first, Republican Vice Presidential candidate J.D. Vance took center stage at the third night of the Republican National Convention Wednesday. Donald Trump's running mate embraced an America First approach to foreign policy and security. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson has more from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
In his first speech on the national political stage, Donald Trump's vice presidential nominee, U.S. Senator J.D. Vance, came out swinging.
We're done importing foreign labor. We're going to fight for American citizens and their good jobs and their good wages.
Relatively unknown across the United States, Vance, a Yale Law School graduate who served in the U.S. military for 6 years, has served in elected office for about a year and a half. He was introduced by his wife, Usha Vance.
Chosen to help lead our country through some of its greatest challenges. I am grateful to all of you for the trust you've placed in him.
Wednesday night was a chance not only for Vance to introduce himself to the American public, but to prove his foreign policy credentials.
Together, we will make sure our allies share in the burden of securing world peace. No more free rides for nations that betray the generosity of the American taxpayer.
Delegates said they were not bothered by Vance's lack of experience.
Really what we're electing here is potential leadership, and he has got proven potential leadership, and he's not one of us old fossils.
Or his past comments criticizing Trump.
I love that he's young and he can be molded. And he is embracing the America First, which I also appreciate, and I think under Trump's tutelage, he can go pretty far.
In a night focused on making America strong again, Trump's son summed up the choice facing voters.
It's a choice between people who are proud of America and people who are ashamed of America. And ultimately, it's a choice between America last and America first.
The convention closes Thursday evening with Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump's acceptance speech, his first time publicly speaking since surviving an assassination attempt. Catherine Gibson at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, VOA News.
Thank you for that report. And in Zimbabwe, incoming U.S. Ambassador to Zimbabwe, Pamela Mary Trenchmont, today asked President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government to prioritize human rights as a fundamental pillar for achieving sustainable economic development. Ambassador Tremont urged the Zimbabwe government to adhere to the country's constitution.
We think the AFDB process is a really useful forum to discuss the kind of reforms that the international financial institutions need for Zimbabwe to access the concessionary loans that it wants. We were an active participant in those talks. Unfortunately, we had to put a pause on that after the elections that we did not find free and fair, and that a lot of other institutions did not find free and fair. We're looking forward to new democracy and governance indicators that will give us a sense of where the government is, and that's democracy and governance pathway, so that we can return to the table and continue those talks. You know, democracy is a messy business. Someone said it's the worst form of government except for all the others. And so we, like everybody else, are on a journey to a more perfect union. And I look forward to working with our Zimbabwean counterparts to see where we can help the situation here, too.
She said the U.S. does not want to work with entities that support the invasion of Ukraine.
The democratic principles that we advocate for in Zimbabwe are based on the rights and protections that are enshrined in Zimbabwe's constitution. These are the rights and protections that the Zimbabwean people fought and died for in the liberation struggle. They also happen to be many of the shared protections in our own constitution, but we believe that Zimbabwe should uphold its own constitution because that's what the people here deserve. On a second point, I personally believe, and I think the rest of the U.S. government believes, that these rights and freedoms and principles are the pathway to economic prosperity. In our experience, the freedom and inclusion of the entire population into the economic system is what led us to be the economically prosperous country that we are, and that's why we recommend it to Zimbabwe and other countries.
That was incoming Zimbabwe, U.S. Ambassador to Zimbabwe, Pamela Trentmont, speaking to VOA in Harare. However, the Director for International Communications in Zimbabwe's Information Ministry, Richard Mahomva, said Tremont's views on the Zimbabwean government are not accurate as the country adhered to rule of law and its constitution. Now, let's take a short break. We'll be back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
And for those that have just joined our show, please note that we are streaming this discussion live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Indebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Back to our topic, the U.S. Embassy in Zimbabwe today said its government will soon be launching a $62 million package towards assisting citizens affected by the El Nino-induced drought. The government declared the drought situation a national disaster in April and appealed for $2 billion to help feed millions of people threatened with hunger in some countries, and international organizations have since offered assistance. To discuss our topic in detail, we welcome our guest, Tegele Chabango, the director of a non-governmental organization, Women Development Association in Zimbabwe, WODAS, which works to alleviate poverty from women in rural areas. We are still waiting for our other guest. We hope she will join us shortly. But for now, we welcome you to the show, Ms. Chabang.
Thank you very much.
Yes, we had you previously in the show telling us about the GOAT projects for women that you have in Matabeleland South. May you update us on what is happening now with the drought situation prevalent in that area?
Good evening, everyone. Good evening to the listeners. Currently, we are facing a lot of challenges considering the drought that has crippled the whole of our economy in Zimbabwe. It's very hard for the goats to survive because of the conditions that they're exposed to. There is drought. Water is a very big problem. Emakhaya kakhulu ngoba manje sesingakwanisa ukuthi maybe sithole abo stock feed ngoba sinokuzinikeza sometimes itswayi, sizinikeze imchachacha. Kodwa kunzima manje ukuthi bakwazi ukuthi zithole ini amanzi ukuthi ziziphilise. Yebo, zona ziyasurvive kuyo le drought, kodwa zicakile kwamanje, aziperform kahle, azikwazi ukuzala, azikwazi ukwanda. So akula income omama abayitholayo kwamanje. Wonke umuntu ukuthi le crisis, amanzi is a big, big problem esihlangabezana naye. Wonke nje ama-projects ngathi jikelele sinawo awaperform kahle because of le underlying issue ye-drought.
Okay, if you just briefly explain to us how this SCOT project works and how it assists the women.
Okay, this project lay ama goats ne. We divide our women into groups of 12, and then we give a certain group goats. And ama goats la se anigeza is cut maybe after 6 months mangabe esezeli. La ama goats atebesele nawo abanye basala nabantwana la amanye siwaqhubezele phambili kwenye group so that everyone benefits from that project. Akusiyi project esiyisentara in one group of people, no. We pass those groups to other women, and then uthole ukuthi on a rotation basis ukuthi siyakwazi ukuthi ba rotate laba bathole imbuzi manje bayakwazi ukuthi mase kubuya second round bayakwazi ukuthi bathole inkukhu. So sifuna ukuthi umuntu azithole esenawo wonke ama livestock bakwazi ukuthi each and every group ithole seyinazo inkomo, seyinazo inkukhu, seyinazo imbuzi, seyinazo izimvu, though izimvu they are not performing very well la esikhona eGwanda North.
Yabo ke kulabo abasanda ukusixhuma lapshanje sixoxa ngodaba lwendlala eselizweni sibona ukuthi amaphandleni inkomo izifuyo abaningi ababikwa bezithembile kakhulu ziyacuba njalo siyeza ukuthi lamanzi awatholakali lula. Sixoxa ke lapha silo sethekele Chabangu wenhlanganiso ye-Waters ephathisa abesifazana ke ukuthi befuye beqhubelane lezo zifuyo bezitshintshana. Yebo ke ungasichathisela ke njalo ke ngolimi lwesintu ukuthi kahle kahle imigoqo elihlangana layo ekuqhubeni uhlelo lwenu yiphi?
Njengamanje masiqhuba lolu hlelo lethu uthole njenga inkomo i-challenge esinayo, inkomo sezihamba uma ngomude uthole sezigcine sezibanjwe nguma municipality yaseGwanda, and uma ngabe sezibanjwe bayazivalela lapho ngoba zifike sezidinga amanzi duze nomtshabezi river lapha. So iGwanda iyakwazi ukuthi izibambe, mase izibambile sewuseyayikhupha ngemali, and iyi-challenge enkulu ngoba uthole bazobamba usuke uzitshela ukuthi hayi inkomo zisegangeni kanti kudala zabanjwa, mase usiya laphana sokunzima le mali yokuthi uyithole ukuthi uyibhadalele ngoba ngosuku bafuna i-$10 ngenkomo, ugcine inkomo zakho sezihlala emalanga amaningi sokunzima njalo futhi ukuthi ukwazi ukuyazilanda ngalo. Suthole ukuthi suzogcina sewuthengisa yona le nkomo uzama ukuthi ubhadale ukwenzela ukuthi ukwazi ukukhupha lezi ezinye. I-challenge enkulu esinayo, kodwa kwamanje sesithe njengabomama sizama ukuthi sizitholele abantu abangakwathi njengamagruphu kanje collective, sikwazi ukuthi sizothola umuntu ozokwazi ukuthi ayekhangela le nkomo lezi ukwenzela ukuthi zingakwazi ukudampeka ngale zigcine sezibanjwe isikiti. Sizama ukuthi si-avoide le zinto. Okwamanje sizihambise emlageni, zisemlageni ukuthi ziyakwazi ukuthi zihambe ziyonatha amanzi khona lapha emtshabezi baphinde bazithinte bazibuyisele emuva zingakaze zibanjwe yini umasipala waseGwanda.
Ye, ezinye izifuyo-ke zona ziyaphumelela lapho ukukhula khona, ezinye lezo-ke waziqamba kuqala ukuthi kule mbuzi kule zimvu kumbe mhlawumbe le nkukhu zikhona, zona zingabe zile nkinga na?
Hayi, azinayo inkinga. Inkinga eba khona i-stock feed, iyo i-challenge esiyitholayo ngoba at least amanzi ayembuzi angcono ngoba liyakwazi ukuhamba liyezikhelelele ezikotho or liyezikhelelele emfuleni, ngoba ngangikhulumile kuqala ngathi sancediswa i-blanket mine ukuthi sitholele amanzi asezikolweni azisezikolweni. So siyakwazi ukuthi sicele endaweni ezinjalo basivumele nabo abasezikolweni ukuthi sikwazi ukuthola amanzi ukuthi sikwazi ukunathisa imbuzi, kodwa awe inkomo asikwazi ukuthola ikho inkomo sezenza emlakeni, kodwa lawo kusasengcono enkukhwini kusasengcono nasembuzini.
Ye, lapho-ke nxa zisiya zibanjwa zisiyanatha amanzi kuhamba njani nxa sezidinga ukudla? Amadlelo ziyawathola yini kumbe lokho ezicuba?
Ziyacuba kanjalo, yikho okusokuzihambisa ukuthi zigcine sezisiyafika khona ngale eGwanda sezibanjwa, ngoba ngithi eGwanda ungakhangela eGwanda indawo eyitawuni, so utshani bangikhona akula nyamazane ezibudlayo akunankomo ezibudlayo, so zisuke sezikhanga yiwo la manzi, and eceleni komfula utshani buhlalahlala bube yigreen, yikho sezigijimela lapho, yikho ezigcina sezibanjwe khona ngoba vele umfula ukhona lapha edolobheni.
Yebo ke siyabonga, uhlale khonapho Mbijana ecingweni. Sisamelele omunye umhlonitshwa wethu while we are still waiting for our other guest and the callers. That was Our guest, Sethekele Chabang, on the line there. She's working with a non-governmental organization that is assisting women in the rural areas with projects. They have the Kegel project, they have the GOT project, and they have the SHIP project, but they are encountering problems in keeping these livestock, because the Kegel has to walk long distances to find water since there is drought, and to find the greener grass, and that's when the municipality will kind of hold on to those cattle because they're strayed where they should not stray, and they have a problem having to release the cattle back to the women. But for the sheep and the goats, it's better because they can go to boreholes to fetch the water to make the livestock drink. And for the chickens, of course, it's much better. And what do they do with this livestock? They exchange. The women take turns in keeping the livestock. You are given a cow, and when it's got a young one, you pass it to the other woman who does the same. So in the end, the women have something to hold on to. That's what her project does. Yebo ke sikhuluma kunje nje kukhona yini imizamo elitholayo Nkosazana Chabangu ukuthi uhlelo leni luqhubeke kuhle. Sesikhangela ukuthi abe agritech uhulumende uyaphathisa yini ngenkomo, kumbe kuyathiwa hayi ngezenhlanganiso yenu nile mali.
Singathi uhulumende akasiphathisi, ngoba ngabe uyasiphathisa uhulumende ubezazama ukuthi noma inkomo akwazi ukunegotiate nabantu inkomo uma ngabe sezibanjiwe, kodwa uhulumende usuke ifuna injalo imali yakhe akanegotiate kulokho. And okwamanje nje ungathi usizo singathi silutholile, sithole sikwazile ukuthi induna isikhulumele labantu baseGwanda, especially laba abagebhisa imigodi ukuthi babuye bazosigebhela umgodi la okunedamu, ngoba idamu selitshile kodwa amanzi ayatholakala. So emalangeni nje bebekhona ukuthi babuye bazosaveya babone ukuthi amanzi bangawathola ukuthi bagebhele abantu, kwenze ukuthi izifuyo zabantu zikwazi ukuthi ziphile lapho, ngoba akusinguye wonke umuntu oyenelisayo ukuthi ahambise inkomo zakhe emlageni. Abanye badala, sebengabadala abanayo, aba-afodi lokuthi bathole abafana abangabakhangeleli inkomo. So usizo nje sesinalo, sinethemba lokuthi ngoba kusaveyiwe maybe songatholakala abantu abakwazi ukuthi bazogebha umgodi, at least kwama-trenches, ukwazi ukuthi le mgodi le ikhelele lamanzi, izifuyo zikwazi ukuthi zithole amanzi. Ngoba manje yebo i-stock feed ungasithola, bathole itswayi, bathole ini, kodwa ngoba inkomo zisidlitswayo zifuna amanzi, and amanzi yi-problem, kugcina sokungasasebenzi ukuthi zithole leso stock feed, ziqede zingatholi amanzi.
Yebo ke uhlale khonapho ecingweni. Yes, interesting the intervention from the government to see that the cattle are well kept. I understand you have a caller now on the line. Siyakwamukela mlaleli wethu osecingweni.
Oh, linjani ma'am?
Hayi, siyaphila. Ungazivetha ngegama nje ukuzintroduce, uzitsho ukuthi ngubani, kabani, uvela ngaphi?
Igama ngikhululani Khumalo, ekhaya kulapha eGwanda, ewilonki esibhule esigodini esigabeni sasemasakeni lapha ngamanyaka. Ukuhlala ngilapha eSouth Africa eThembisi.
Yebo ke siyabonga. Sinje vele ecingweni lapha besivele sixoxa lo Machabangu othi uphathisa abantu khona ngale Matabeleland South, inkomo ziyacuba kubi. Kuyini wena okuzwayo ekhaya, njalo kuyaphathiseka yini abasekhaya?
Abasekhaya abaphathiseki, ngoba vele isimo sinje ngale ndlela engakhona esingakhona kulo nyaka, sho ukuthi umuntu lomuntu nje kunzima ukuthi uphathise omunye umuntu ikakhulukazi esifuye, ngoba nokudla kwazo kuyadula, ziningi izinto nje ezidulayo. So ukuthi ungaphathisa omunye umuntu, lo hulumende akawenze umsebenzi wakhe ukuthi alekelele asize ikakhulukazi ebantwini basemaphandleni abafuyileyo, ukuthi ukudla kwenkomo kwehle mhlawumbe kube kwazi ukuthi umuntu uyakwazi ukuthi awuthenge imali ephansi, wenzele ukuthi inkomo zakhe zingabhubhi zonke ziphele, ngoba abantu abadala inhliziyo vele zisuka seziphezulu kakhulu umuntu uma esefelwa zinkomo, ngoba ukudla kuphezulu. Manje ngeke uthengise inkomo iyothenga ukudla kwezinye inkomo, kuyabe kuvele kuyinto esiqala kakhulu abantu abadala. So uhulumende uma engasiza lapho nje, asondele ebantwini mhlawumbe ngaba ngcono kakhulu.
Yebo, kuyezwakala, kodwa umndeni wakho yenelisa ukuphathisa njengomuntu osebenza kwelinye ilizwe.
Kunjalo ngeke usayekela ukuthi ukwenze lokhu, ngoma uyekela lokho shukuthe usubalahle kakhulu. Kwakungcono eGibhithe kunalapho esikhona, ngoba kubaluleke kakhulu lokho.
Yebo ke, kodwa kulula yini kathesi ukuphathisa, ngoba siyasizwa abanye khona ngapho besithi hayi abahlalanga kuhle kwele South Africa, imisebenzi la iphindisilele.
Hayi, khona kunjalo kwabanye, ngoba ngeke kuyengasifudla nakuye wonke umuntu ngoba le minyaka ayifani. So kwenzeka komunye lonyaka izinto zihamba kahle, komunye ethi izinto zihambi kahle, kodwa uyakuzama ngawo wonke amandla. Okunye ukuthi abantu bakithi bafuna ukuthi uhulumende we-South Africa ayenze lokho okufunwa yibo. Umuntu uma engenalo iphepha, uma ehlushwa uhulumende we-South Africa, sesithi uhulumende we-South Africa uyahlupha ngoba ufuna amaphepha. Vele kulilungelo le-South Africa leli ukuthi umuntu okuleli lizwe kumele azakale ukuthi ungubani, ubuya kuphi. Ungabi umuntu nje ungathi azakale ukuthi ubuya kuphi. Nawe umuntu uma engena emzini wakho kumbe ukungena, uyamangala kakhulu ukuthi umuntu wangena nje angasazi ukuthi ekuhle emzini noma umbone sephakathi. So abantu bakithi kumele bafunde ukwenza amaphepha asemthethweni ukuze izinto zabo nabo zibalungele, bengasoli uhulumende wamanye amazwe ukuthi uyacindezela, ikanti bona abazinuka amakhwapha.
Yebo ke, hayi, siyabonga ukusixhasa kuhlelo Mnumzana Khumalo.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu nami.
Yes, that was our listener from South Africa, Kulelani Khumalo. He is saying that he comes from Gwanda in Matabeleland South, but he's working in South Africa. And it's not very easy to assist people in the rural areas because life is not also rosy in South Africa with job shortages and other challenges. But he's urging the government to reduce the prices of stock feed so that the livestock will survive, which is what most people in the rural areas rely on. Coming back to you, Ms. Chabangu, can you explain to us how you select beneficiaries for your program to keep livestock? Are there any young women, or you select older women, or the vulnerable, widows, single women, or anyone is welcome? How do you make the selection?
Thina njenge-organization yabomama sithe masiyiqala kahle kahle sayiqalela phezulu kwenye i-organization vele eyayikhona. So already ithe maseyiphuma leya organization sokwakhiwa le, kwaku-easy ukuthi sithole ama-members ngoba babevele sebene-idea yokuthi kwenzakalani. Kodwa yona i-organization is open for everyone ukuthi abuye angene aphatheke. Angeke kodwa uthi uma ufika ku-organization usuvele ufike ungumuntu osufuna ukungenelela kuproject. Nawe uma ufike uphatheke ube ngumama, ufike nawe unayi ngathi ufike nawe unawo umbono ukuthi yini ofisa ukuthi ungancedakala ngayo, yini ofisa ukuyinceda ngabazali. Ngeke ukuthi like asibafuni abantu engathi ngithi ngama-opportunists ngoba sebebonile abanye omama bephila, and kudala sinabo organization ngoba kuthiwe lo mama uyaphila lapho naye segijima ngoba efuna iproject. Avele ahlathi hayi mina ngifuna iproject yenkomo. Siqala ngeproject kusukisela kuma-gardening kancane kancane, umuntu abelokhu ekhuphuka kube yilada ukwenzela ukuthi kube ukufair kuwo wonke ama-members esinawo, ngoba amanye ama-members is more than 10 years esinawo manje, and uthole ukuthi maybe yena inkomo khona sifike kuye manje waqalela phansi. So uma ngabe uqala ku-organization sifuna ukuthi uqalele phansi ukhuphuke ngama-stages ngama-stages. Ikanjalo yona organization is open for everyone ofuna ukuyijoyina, wonke umuntu uvulelekile. Njengoba la sibe ngitshile ukuthi besine project ade siyenza i-citizen engagement, and lapho sikwazile ukuthi sithole a lot of new members because abantu besebene idea ukuthi kahle kahle i-waters ingubani, i-waters yenzani. Abantu batholile ukuthi bayi-understand ngcono ukuthi kahle kahle idlala yiphi indima, ngoba sasisebenzise nama-stakeholders, sathatha ama-church leaders, sathatha osobhuku, sathatha ini ukuthi masi-communicate message yethu ebantwini bayazi ukuthi kahle kahle i-waters yona vele ingubani, i-waters yona ihlose bani. So laba abajoyinileyo sizobaqalisisa phansi kuma-project amancane bakwazi ukuthi bakhuphuke nabanye abantu, because nabo they must be loyal to an organization ebakwazi ukuthi
Niyabonga siyabonga ngizakubamba umlomo kancinyane khapho sizaphenduka kuwe siseselo umlaleli yebo siyakwemukela umlaleli wethu osecingwe yebo ngikhuluma lobani mnumzana Kevin yebo ngikhuluma lawe ungaphi njalo ekhaya kungaphi
mina ngikhuluma
ucingo lwakho lunganaluzwakali ungakhuluma njalo ngizwe well our caller there is not clear we'll try again but it's interesting there what Ms. Chabang is saying about the candidate selection that is open to everyone but you just don't go there and say today I want some cattle to keep no first you have to join from the basics. They start with gardening projects and other projects. You rise with the membership until you are seasoned to get to the bigger projects, as she says. Yebo ke ungasitshela elakho lokugcina kumbe isixwayiso ongasinika abanye abesifazana ngenhlelo zokuzithuthukisa nkosazana Chaba.
Kube sifazane into engayitsho ukuthi ma ungumama ungagoqi izandla sukuma uphume ngaphandle uye kwabanye omama bazokusherela nabama ideas angakuphilisa ngoba ungagoqi izandla asiyazi manje sesikuphila kusentury yokuthi indawo kamama naye akavele phambili abomama singama leaders omama singama decision makers omama siyawumisa umuzi sesibona imizi eminingi emileyo uthola ukuthi ubaba kudala washona kodwa umama umile abantwana baye esikolweni masingazibuyiselini emuva sivezeni nathi amakhanda ethu sibe ne-behavior ye-ostrich ukuthi uyayiphakamisa intamo yakho nawe ubonakale ebantwini ukhulume ngoba ukukhuluma kuyasiza ungabuyisela ikhanda emuva angeke uze uphumelele ma ungumama asisukumeni sihlanganeni lezinye iy'nhlangano zabomama senze nini ama-project angasiphilisa sigcine nini amakhaya ethu and we have a better Zimbabwe
yebo ke kuyezwakala othi ke sithathe umlaleli yena osebotswana siyakwamukela ecingweni mlaleli wethu
sibulana basakazi salibonani balaleli besitio 7
ye sikhuluma lobani njalo ekhaya uvela ngaphi njalo ngasinika umbono wakho ngamafitshane
okhuluma ngu-Anil Khube eplumtree edombodema emavillageni betef
ye kuyini elikubonayo khona ngapho ngesimo sendlala
mina ngiseButswana ngifike ekusona namhlanje ekuseni bengisekhaya but akuthi indawo mpela indawo zekulika imali ziyalo ngikhanye kwisimo esekhaya ekhaya kuhlanga ngayo kuyavumakala ngonkulunkulu isizweli kuthi yokuqala sithola amanzi ingelangiyeni ekubona sisizwe ngohulumende so indlala inzima kule khaya kathesi kwenzakithi
yebo ke siyabonga manje ke isikhathi asisavumi ukuba siqhubeke sixoxa sisonke that was our caller from Botswana but he just arrived today in Botswana from Zimbabwe in Plumtree is saying he saw that there is indeed drought there is no water and he's urging the government to assist the people there to be able to find some water and we saw of course the newly the incoming ambassador of the US to Zimbabwe saying that the government the US government will assist Zimbabwe with the 62 million worth of packages to alleviate the drought situation. We have come to the end of our show and we'd like to thank our callers, our viewers, our listeners, and our guest, the Tegele Chabangu, Director of Waters. Signing off, I am Sithandekile Mhlanga here in Washington.